Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome, fans. This is a safe space for fans. That's why we call it The Fan. Before you dial 877-337-6666, let me take you through a guided meditation. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes, but envision yourself driving into the future. Better days are ahead. If you can close your eyes, go ahead now. Breathe deeply. Exhale fully. Control your breathing so you can control your thoughts. Nobody's dead. Nobody's dead to us. No one died. They are just simply moving on. And as fans, we have to learn to move on. We don't control anything, but we can control our thoughts and our breathing. Today was a challenging day, but by the end of this show, today will be over. For the Yankee fans, think positive thoughts of Gerrit Cole taking the mound on opening day. Aaron Judge staying healthy all season. For the Giants fans, think of Brian Burns, Agent Zero, as Defensive Player of the Year. Jets fans, fret not. Aaron Rodgers is assembling his next crew for the next dance. Imagine yourself in the playoffs. Playoffs? Before you call and yell and scream and make much about nothing, remember, most of us are grown men, getting upset over other grown men, playing a child's game. For the children out there, you've got it. You've got it all, because ignorance is bliss. I remember days of not knowing what MRIs were, not knowing so much about free agency and payrolls and trades and signings. It was glorious. All I wanted to do was win. And eventually here in New York, eventually, Whether it's the Yankees, the Giants, the Jets, maybe even the Rangers, the Knicks, who knows? Eventually we will win. KM to AM starts now.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's get it. Hey, 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 hey.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Was it doomsday today? Like, what happened today? This is going to be a generational episode. We've got 5 hours, New York City. We're going to talk about everything. We have to unpack everything. Baseball, football. We've got hockey on tonight. We'll talk about the Knicks from last night. I mean, I woke up this morning. I got out of bed, and I literally went back to bed. I'm a Yankees fan, so Gerrit Cole, MRI, on top of Aaron Judge having two at-bats yesterday, being scratched from the lineup. I'm like, oh no, here it comes. Our worst nightmare. The hype train all aboard, now everybody off. It's happening again. Wednesday, February 21st, I did my opening about injuries plaguing New York sports. And then the next day, we learned about Kodai Senga. Did I know what was going to happen with Kodai? No. But if you had any hope for the Mets, it started with your ace and the guy that was going to take the ball on opening day. And now it was like, come on, man. Again. I mean, we talk about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers four plays in too much. That's a forever scar. We hope that Joe Douglas, hey, Joe. We hope that Joe Douglas is going to do some work. I mean, Thomas Morstead is back. Greg Zuerlein is back. Aaron Rodgers basically told you that much on the podcast. David Bakhtiari, those two on Twitter. You can assume that he's coming through. But Breece Hall's out there like, hey, can we get some offensive linemen? That's priority one, right, to protect Aaron Rodgers this year. Priority number two is to get a backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew, off the board. And man, the complexion of the NBA or the NFL is completely changing. The NBA, too. But, like, the NFL free agent frenzy that goes on. Rob Manfred, take notice. MLB, take notice. Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery are still teamless. But meanwhile, the NFL is king. The NFL has no offseason. The NFL knows no rival. Rob Manfred, in the next 5 years before you bow out, figure out some way for baseball to have some type of MLB free agent frenzy so we can feel what this feels like. So there's some urgency, not 4 months of, oh, well, maybe, or this guy, or potentially, or Scott Boras, Yankees for clicks. And yeah, back to the Yankees and the Yankees for clicks. You're absolutely nuts if you think Gerrit Cole is working for Scott Boras. You're absolutely nuts if you think that Scott Boras is working with Gerrit Cole. 877-337-6666. We lost our minds today. Aaron Judge is injury prone. We're doomed. They got to sign Snell. They got to sign Montgomery. Did you see Trevor Bauer? No, it wasn't on MLB TV. It wasn't on anywhere for me to watch Trevor Bauer pitch against the Dodgers minor leaguers. He didn't face Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman. And nobody wants him except the Asian Breeze. Will they have a 10-day contract with him? Man, today was a wild day. I was just laughing with Paulie. I'm like, yo, down in Clover Park, they lost power. That's why the game's not on SNY. I'm in here watching Arkansas State versus James Madison. Madison, James Madison, we are the Dukes of JMU. I need them to win that. That's not my alma mater, but I spent 2 years there. Anyway, back to today. I mean, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I've been singing that for Saquon Barkley. I did my open last week that I thought that this was a scare tactic. That I thought there was no way in hell Saquon Barkley would flush his time here down the drain and his future time coming back here. Hello, media opportunities, Market One, New York City. I said there's too much G-men in his blood. No. He's a Philadelphia Eagle. I almost threw up my lunch. I guess we need a Dallas Cowboys fan to step in between this nonsense. I didn't want to see this. I don't want to see a Photoshop image of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, and Saquon Barkley. Why? And they got Bryce Huff? I mean, I'll say this about the Eagles. Foo Philly. You can't spell Philly without two L's. I'll say this about Philly and the Eagles, right? Howie Roseman, their front office, like, they are brilliant. They're amazing in free agency, trades, the draft. Like, I mean, they drafted Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner. They drafted Jalen Carter. I don't know how you let him drop from the projected number 1 to 10, whatever. They traded for A.J. Brown. And even today, they are not wasting any time. But they did lose, like, 5 out of their last 6 games. So I don't know how much of a threat you consider them, especially since they wanted to fire their head coach. And they've had a whole coaching carousel. And, yeah, I guess, good luck, Saquon. Saquon Barkley is dead to us. Damn, Tiki. Well, Tiki is speaking, and like, everybody's picking that up. Now, I guess you guys weren't listening last week when Tiki said that. He literally said, if you go down there and play for that team, you go to that city, you are dead to us. The Giants fans run deep. They're everywhere, and they may be down right now, but in Joe Shane, you have to trust. And Brian Daboll, you have to trust. I mean, they did go out there, get you John Runyon, Devin Singletary, and Brian Burns. So we're moving forward. We're moving on. And in this NFL, the money that the Philadelphia Eagles put on the table for Saquon Barkley, he'd be a fool not to take it, and they'd be fools to even counteroffer. Why didn't they offer him? They weren't even going to come close to that offer. There's no point. If Saquon's camp came back to them with that offer, see ya 2 times a year. We've got other work to do. Listen to Tiki Barber when he talks football. Maybe not so much when he talks baseball. I'm just kidding, Tiki. No, I'm not kidding. But he's trying. He's trying. But when he talks football, the man knows what he's talking about. They got to build the ass first. They're doing it. That defensive line, just the thought of Brian Burns, Sexy, Dexy, and KT. Hold on now. And even the offensive line. They're not done. It's not glamorous. It's not luxurious. You lose your best offensive threat. But you know what? You were losing with that offensive threat. It wasn't like Saquon was Christian McCaffrey over here. It wasn't like Saquon was propelling you to victories. He was hurt every year. And I'm not a Giants fan, so I don't have to watch my words about Saquon. Or, oh, I don't want to talk down on him. I'll talk down on him. He was hurt every year. And the year that he had a productive year 2 years ago, man, that was fool's gold. That fool's gold made you pay Daniel Jones. Hold on, let me rewind. That fool's gold, propelled by Saquon Barkley, made the organization default into paying a guy that they didn't even want to pick up his rookie option. They had to pay him $40 million. His rookie option was $22 million. I don't fault them for it because there weren't many other options on the table. They had to do something. The fans were chanting, Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones. You had to bring him back, and he got smart, and he got athletes first involved, and that's your man's. That's who you got to roll with, or maybe not. Russell Wilson comes into the building that screams to the entire universe, this isn't our guy. That money is nothing. Please look up how much the New York Football Giants are worth. That money is nothing. Because the same fans that root for the Giants and the Yankees want to scream about a luxury tax and go sign Blake Snell, I don't care. The money that you're paying Daniel Jones, the dead cap, as we speak of Russell Wilson as well. Next year, that $22 million dead cap hit is nothing. Russell Wilson, the Broncos are walking away from $85 million. And hey, congrats to Russ. I was dead wrong. I thought it was going to play out a little longer for Russell Wilson. There must have been some inside game. I mean, I did tell you that Tomlin, a Virginia guy, William & Mary, Russell Wilson, a Virginia guy, I'm sure they've been acquainted, or no, Arthur Smith as well. I mean, they got that deal done. And for the minimum, in 1 year. If I'm Russell Wilson going on a podcast with Brandon Marshall last week, 2 weeks ago, saying I want to win two Super Bowls in the next 5 years, would that prove it deal? League minimum? I know he's getting $38 million from the Broncos, but I mean, there's a chance that he's one and done there. 877-337-6666. Let's go, Kenny Pickett. Learn from Russell Wilson. Develop your game more and be waiting in the wings. We just saw the year of the backup and the backup quarterback. If you don't have two, you don't have one. It used to be, if you have two, you don't have one. No, in this NFL, you need two. Russ is getting up there in age. He's one tweak away from Kenny Pickett being right back there with the team that drafted him in the first round. So, I mean, I know this isn't Pittsburgh, but I wanted to get that out there. Giants fans call me up. Jets fans call me up. We'll talk all around it. I know the Jets fans are sitting around. Breece Hall sitting around tweeting, hey, what's the deal? I preach patience. I opened up with some guided meditation. I meditate. I need to because I lack patience. And honestly, I come here to get away from the yelling and screaming. I have an 11-month-old baby who all day is over nothing. So when I come here, I'm like, okay, I listen to the fan all day. Like I said, I got out of bed this morning and I got back in bed with the Yankee news. I'm like, this sucks. This is it. But maybe there's a silver lining here. Maybe we need to chill a little bit. Maybe we need to relax. This is New York City, the capital of hype. We overhype everyone and everything. And then fast forward to the future, it's not like we thought it would be. Well, maybe there's a better day ahead. Maybe there's a better future ahead. Maybe it's not all doom and gloom. Woe is me. This sucks. End the season. We can't be down forever. Stay down till you come up. Tonight, we're going to go through all of the moves. I mean, there's a ton of moves. Whether it's Gardner Minshew, I just sat down and the Commanders got Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard out of there, leaves Dallas to go back home to Tennessee. Christian Wilkins joins the Raiders. Gardner Minshew joins the Raiders. I mean, some teams are really active, but they don't hand out rings in March for baseball or football. 877-337-6666. I know you're worried about the Knicks. You should be. You should be. They have to get whole. As we talk about injuries, as we talk about the state of New York basketball, I mean, come on. At least we got the OG Anunoby news today. OG, come back. OG was the spark. OG was the trade. OG was the piece that, bloop, soon as he got here, the Knicks went on a run. Winning streak started to look different. Shams put out there. He's been out since January 27th. He's expected to return as soon as Tuesday. Oh, and that Tuesday game got a little bit more gas to it. Tyrese Maxey coming back? Cool. Dante DiVincenzo, Kelly Oubre, two of the best nicknames in basketball. Well, Tsunami Poppy, Kelly Oubre. And then Dante DiVincenzo, depending on where you know him from, the Big Ragu and Delaware Jordan. They got beef. So hash it out on the floor. I mean, on the ice tonight. I'm a Devils fan, and as we talk about pain and injuries, you know, Dougie Hamilton being out the whole year, Jack Hughes missing time and then not coming back the same. Here we go. That game just got underway. Devils-Rangers. The Rangers absolutely bullied the Devils last time in Newark. Maybe the Devils have some pride. They fired their coach. They traded some pieces away. Maybe they fight tonight in the Garden. We'll talk about that later on. But, yeah, you guys know what the mood is, you know what time it is. Call me with your thoughts and your takes. Tell me how you feel, whether it's the Yankee fan worried about two $300 million players, two award winners, the 2023 AL Cy Young winner getting an MRI, not great, or the 2022 AL MVP scratched from the lineup, just a little beat up, just a little beat up. It's a long season. It's a long season. Don't believe the hype. And yeah, we'll talk football, of course, because there's so many different guys. Like Kirk Cousins? I was sure Kirk Cousins was going back to Minnesota. Aren't they trying to sign Justin Jefferson? The Falcons get Kirk Cousins? We'll talk about it, man. I will unload, unpack all of the different moves that happened today. There's so many. And then I'll hear your thoughts. If you guys want to be pessimistic, I don't control the calls. There were some great calls today. the one call into BT and Sal, where the guy was like, He was asking Sal, "What are you? What's your motive? You being a good cop, bad cop?" Sal's like, "What are you talking about? I'm a radio host." He's like, "Well, you want to bring everybody down? No Yankee fans were celebrating Kodai Senga being hurt somewhere online, but that's a fake place. Honestly, if you take any delight in anyone being hurt, I know you never played anything. I know you've never suffered an injury being hurt. That's foul." But then the other call that had me cracking up, man. And there were some good ones in Evan and Tiki, too. But the caller who called about Daniel Jones, we're still defending Daniel Jones. He had to go back to Duke. He said he drove that Duke team down the field to beat Notre Dame. I'm like, that has nothing to do with right now. 877-337-6666. I have no guest. It's just me and you. Call the fan. We'll take all the calls. I know it's going to get loopy, but this is a safe space. This is therapy. This is literally the fan for the fans, where you're going to hear fans call all night. They're going to tell you what they did with their Saquon Barkley jerseys. What? Why are you queuing up Edwin Diaz? Because he's pitching tonight? Is he on the mound right now?
Edwin Diaz strikes out the side!
You see how these Mets fans just interject with meaningless things like lights and Queen's Best Dance Crew?
We don't care. This is on the field. This is field. The hell with the crew and the lights.
What is
on the field?
Now I gotta cook these Mets fans before the break. You're gonna run it back. I saw SNY posting the videos of him coming out of the bullpen. You're gonna run it back with that? Let me guess. Timmy Trumpet is pulling up next to proclaim that the Mets are gonna go to the World Series, and that's where he's gonna perform.
I know one very
you
good,
don't know anything.
I know one
Here
very
go.
Good closer L-G-Y-M. Who had the same song. The entire career, and no one complained. No one complained when Enter Sandman hit.
Do not compare Edwin Diaz to Mariano Rivera. Are you smoking? Stop. You Mets fans got to relax, okay? We get it. You guys have the best ERA in spring training. I wish the best for you. But the fact that we're latching on to Edwin Diaz's entrance song, come on now. There's a lot more to be seen than that.
We're not latching onto the show. I'm happy that the guy came back. Can I be happy?
It's spring training. I'm tired of spring training. I had an open last week where I'm like, I wish opening day was tomorrow. None of this matters. Bubble wrap Juan Soto. None of this matters. We still have weeks of spring training. Just get us to Seoul, Korea, where the Dodgers are playing, so we can start the actual show. The actual show. This Edwin Diaz trumpet stuff, that's cute and all, until you're down 5 runs and you got to put Edwin Diaz in the game just to get some work that week.
You know what I would worry about? Worry about shoring up that starting rotation.
I'm not
Get
worried.
Get Monty on the phone. Get Blake Snell on the phone.
I'm not worried. I meditate. I have zen. I have inner peace. I control my... All right, let's hit the break. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And just like that, we're back. Return of the Mac. Keith McPherson on The Fan. My last name, McPherson. It's not M-A-C, M-C. But, like, people do call me Mac, K-Mac, you know? Like, T-Mac? Never mind. So, I'm in here watching the Devils-Rangers game. I will get eyes on SNY to see what Edwin Diaz does. But I guess I ruffled some feathers again on X, the Elon Musk machine. Oh, Keith, why the hate? Can Mets fans be happy? He looked sharp. I've been waiting a year to see him pitch. That's great. Like, enjoy that. But I don't care what anyone does in spring training. I'm over it at this point. Like, anything that goes on in spring training, I go down there on March 20th. I haven't even flown down there, and I'm already off it, man. It's too long. It takes forever, and all it does is heighten the chances that, oh, these guys start throwing, somebody's hurt, oh, somebody's beat up. And it just scares everyone into panic. And I'm good on it, man. Just get us to the season in one piece. 877-337-6666. Let's get to the phones. Thanks for calling. Let's start with Allie in Mahopac, New York. Hello, Allie. You're on The Fan.
Hi, Keith. How are you tonight? Love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Just want to check in about the Giants. I'm actually an ecstatic Giant fan. I love Saquon, don't get me wrong, great human being. He was a great Giant while he was here. Great work ethic, great teammate. But it's just, it's a position, as everybody knows, that's been devalued in the NFL. And between him and McKinney and what they got from their new suitors, I just think that it was a smart move. I'm so happy about them finally, like, waking up about the line, because that's the Giants' identity.
Yep.
Every season that they've been great, they've been great on both sides of the line. They've been beasts in the trenches.
There you go.
And they're getting back to what their strength is when they were greatness. And so I'm really thrilled about it.
Yeah, think about the Giants seasons. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, coming out of that cap hell from Gettleman, I'm glad they, you know, they can go out and get a safety. They,
yep.
You know, they can go, you know, I think Singletary is a nice depth piece. Who knows what's going to happen with Gray this year, you know, if he comes out. And I just think that, you know, now, obviously, you don't know what's going to happen with Daniel Jones this year. But, you know, they're going to have to reboot that as well, as we know, in terms of, you know, get cutting that salary next year and hit the reset button with that.
Yep.
But
yep.
I just think you can't be emotional about these moves that they made, and I think they were very smart.
Yeah, you can't let the past really mess up your present day right now. You're headed into the future. And think about the Giants teams that won championships, the Giants teams, the guys you love. They had the big boys up front. They had the monsters on both sides of the offense and defensive line. You shouldn't be looking at your running back as like, oh, he can overcome the fact that we don't have an offensive line. If you go get a Devin Singletary and you have a good offensive line, he'll be good enough. Just look around the league. It's a copycat league, they say. If you look around the league and look at the guys that were crying last year about not being paid at the running back position, they're all swapping. They're all on different teams. They're all out. Nobody's paying these guys. Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs. Derrick Henry is not signed yet, but you know, maybe he will during this show. Who else? Jonathan Taylor is like the only one that actually got a deal done. He's younger than most of them. But all these guys that are crying about the running back market, whatever, they're out. Their teams are they're not valuing the running back position. The Giants are the last team to ever draft a running back number two overall. It's done. It's over.
Exactly. And I'm tired of looking at Dak Prescott have 20 minutes to throw the ball and laughing. I'm so pumped to see this defensive line this year. And, you know, it is March. It's on paper. But, I mean, I'm at least excited that there, I don't want to look at that guy smile. I want to see this defensive line be beasts this year.
Yeah, they have to be. Thanks for the call, Allie. Trust that these guys can draft, right? What did you get these guys for? What was the rap on Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, right? They came from Buffalo where they drafted that whole team. They came from Buffalo where they developed Josh Allen. They came from Buffalo where they were losing and they turned it around. This is going to take time, and you might feel like you don't have time. How long have you been a Giants fan? You have time. You're going to not be a Giants fan now because Saquon Barkley is in here. And this show is for the kids. Let me speak to the kids out there. Man, get used to it. This is going to happen your entire life. If you want to burn the jersey, well, maybe don't burn the jersey because kids shouldn't play with fire. But if you want to throw away the jersey, throw away the jersey. If you want to step on the jersey, step on the jersey. In every sport, every team, you root for the laundry, right? And when somebody decides that they don't want to wear your laundry anymore, you're there. The fans outlast the players. You will be a fan of this team for much longer than they'll be playing. So just get used to it, right? Guys that you fell in love with, guys that you love watching, that you felt like were the whole team and the whole reason you watched, just learn to say goodbye to them. It's a cold game. Some people might be mad at the Giants today. Some people might be mad at Saquon today. But I can just make it this simple for you. Saquon Barkley has a wife, has a child, has a family. He has to maximize his opportunity while he's playing football. The NFL stands for not for long. He's a running back. He could have a career-ending injury next year. He's already been through a bunch of injuries. He said he wants to be a Giant for life, but the Giants hired a new GM and a new head coach that they don't love him like that. Tiki Barber says what? Nobody loves you like your mama. They're not his mama. Dave Gettleman, where's Dave Gettleman? They didn't draft him. It was a mistake drafting him that high. They didn't win with him. You have to just be able to move forward and move on. It's hard to see, what do they say? It's hard to see the forest through the trees. Yeah, but if you have a competitive team, not next year, but maybe, if you have a competitive team, by the time Saquon Barkley's contract is up and you start beating the Eagles, you'll be happy that they took on an expensive running back. You'll be happy that he went down there with the Dirty Birds. He went down there with Philly, the worst fans in the world. And clearly, they're already getting to his brain. This guy's already on Twitter. Cesspool Twitter is. But he's already on Twitter taking shots. Pew, pew, at Tiki Barber. And people are digging up pictures of him and Tiki Barber. Pictures of him thanking Tiki Barber for advice. Y'all know Tiki is a nice guy. Just one of the nicest guys. If you can't tell, he's a nice guy. He doesn't say anything bad about anybody. But he was speaking the truth. You went to an arch rival, specifically right down the turnpike. And we understand the benefits to you, Saquon. You don't have to sell your house in New Jersey. You went to high school an hour away from Lincoln Financial Field. You're a Penn State guy. Who knows? You met your wife at Penn State. Maybe she's low-key an Eagles fan. It's the closest team, not the Jets, who have Breece Hall, and they're not going to pay you. It's the closest team for you to go to and not have to just uproot your entire life. But you knew. It was a warning shot last week where I just, in my heart, I'm like, no way. No way is he going to flush that down the toilet. But I guess, you know, $40 million potentially will do that for a guy. Sean's in Weartown, New Jersey. Sean, you're on The Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. How's it going, man? Long time Giants fan here. And all I know is where we've been and what we've been through.
Sing it, Sean. There it is.
Anyway, man, you know, it does suck to see him leave because I love the guy. He's a class act. He's a great player. He's a great player for the locker room. But ultimately, I think it was Tiki the other day or somebody was saying that, you know, he really doesn't run block very well. And he's not great at catching the ball out of the backfield very much.
We can pick apart his game now. Ultimately, he gave you some good moments, some highlight reel moments. Nobody's perfect. He wasn't the perfect player. Wasn't the perfect situation around him. Whether you love him or hate him, he's gone. That's where we got to just start walking down the road and understand there will be other running backs. There's been a ton of running backs from the time Tiki was here to Saquon being drafted. He wasn't untouchable. And I really do think that they made the right move. It is going to suck when that revenge game comes. It's going to suck if he rushes for 130 yards and two TDs, but maybe he doesn't. The Eagles, everybody looks at the Eagles like, man, back-to-back years, they won a lot of games. Yeah, but they were trending in the wrong direction. And let's see how it all comes together. Let's see how it all goes. It's not a guarantee that they're going to be dominant. It's not a guarantee that he's going to go there and light the world on fire. I said he's injury prone. He could be injured week one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not wishing that on the guy, but that's the reality of it.
No, I know Jason Kelce just retired, and he's a big part of their offensive line, but they have a lot of studs in the O-line, and I honestly do think that Saquon is going to have a good few years in Philadelphia. I think he's going to be as productive as he ever has been, and that's scary. And it's just, you know, the first time I see him in an Eagles jersey, I'm going to probably throw up in my mouth a little bit. But, hey, man, you know, it just sucks. I would have loved to see him go to the Texans or somebody to like, really root for him. But, hey, man, it is what it is. We'll get back. We'll pick up some. I mean, Devin Singletary's okay. We can pick up another guy. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Agreed. You'll get over it. Time will pass. And what you do now is root for Brian Burns to take his head off. Josh is in the Bronx on the Fan. Go, Josh, go.
Keith, I'm telling you. The do-nothing Jets and the do-something Giants. I mean, you know, and like, when you come back from spring training, my man, the season is going to be in full swing. All right, look, I know I say his name wrong, Carlos Rolon, and Marcus Stroman, worst-case scenario with Coleman. Listen, man, they're the Yankees. They're not going to buy into all this hype that Evan was saying, you know, Garrett, would you like me to get Snell? You know, he had this play going on, you know, with Boris and everything earlier today. It just blew my mind. But anyway, thank you for taking my call. Keith, if you can, go back over everything. I really appreciate it with the free agent signings. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I'll definitely come back from break and break down stuff like the trade summary. The Giants get Brian Burns, the Panthers get a second-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and they sign Burns to a five-year, $150 million extension. $87.5 million guaranteed. Now, this guy is a dog, and this guy is young, and this guy didn't play last year on the worst team in the NFL. He's going to be hungry, and you pair him up with a Bobby Okereke who came over here last year. Like, if I'm a Giants fan, get me to the draft. Let me see what type of dogs they're bringing in here. You're going to forget about Saquon. You're going to forget about Saquon. Are you drafting a quarterback 6 overall? We'll get there. And baseball will be here before we really get all the way into that. And, you know, with the Gerrit Cole stuff, I think it's precautionary. Of course, I don't want to jump off the deep end. I don't want to dive into, he's lost. Because that's where I immediately went. I'm like, this guy was a workhorse last year. We depended on him so much. The stopper, Gerrit Cole, we have a losing streak. Cole day ends that. Gerrit Cole, we're trying to not be swept this series. Gerrit Cole takes the ball, ends that. So much so, he won the Cy Young on that 500 ball club. The guy was worn down. No. Cole's a machine. Cole trained. Well, I mean, he comes into camp, starts throwing, and it's a little bit of a scare. Let that be a warning shot. Let that be maybe a warning shot where the Yankees say, yeah, we need another guy. What if Cole can't go the whole season? Even Judge. What if Judge? I told you guys when Judge did his intro press conference and he spoke about managing the toe, not getting surgery on the toe, but managing the toe pain and how that was going to be a process. I'm like, that's not good. He plays center field, right field. He hits doubles. He's going to have to run. A guy managing a toe injury all season, there's a chance that, I don't know, I don't want to speak it into existence. But what did I say on February 21st? We lock it in. We get so hyped preseason like these guys are robots. We are so sure on paper that the Jets are winning the Super Bowl. The Yankees are going to the World Series. Even the Rangers are going to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. And we forget that these guys go out there and play at the highest level and they're human beings. And at any time, something can happen. Aaron Judge could just tweak an oblique, which we've seen before. I'm looking at fans saying he's injury prone. See, $360 million, Brian now Brian Cashman's at fault. Let's just not go there too far. We don't know the future. If we did, like most of us wouldn't be listening to the Fan, calling into the Fan right now. Let's see if we can get another call before we break. Let's go to Justin in Toms River.
Hey, Keith. Thank you for taking my phone call as always. You know, I wanted to talk about the Jets. You know, I know you appreciate patience early, and you know, we know with the free agency, you know, it ends and comes quickly. You know, and all the top guys are gone. But you know, as a Jet fan, you know, I'm sitting here. I've been waiting patiently for 13 years, Keith. And you know, at this point, you know, I expect the Jets to be all in and pushing their chips in. I mean, I know Rodgers is saying 2 to 4 years or whatever, but I mean, with him, it's a year by year thing. And the Jets not to come out and solidify this offensive line on the first day. And I know it's early, Keith, but I'm worried. And I mean, for me as a Jet fan, I think the writing's on the wall. Their big offensive lineman sign is going to be Bakhtiari. I think a lot of Jet fans know it. I'm not going to be clapping my hands about it, but I mean, that just makes sense to me. And then for me as a Jet fan, I'm really angry at Joe Douglas. I'm sitting here to let Bryce Huff walk out for absolutely nothing. And get no compensation for a double-digit sack guy.
3 years, $51.1 million. I wouldn't say that's nothing for the guy. That's a good chunk of coin. I thought he was going to come in less than that. Not to cut you off, but I understand you're upset because he's your guy. You developed him, undrafted. You're like, that's a guy you lock up. But man, similar to Saquon, that money, when you see the money that he got, let's say he went back to the Jets with that money, they're like, hey, go ahead, bro. We drafted Will McDonald. We'll draft another edge rusher. We found you. We'll make another you.
No, I completely understand, Keith. But my point is, if you're not going to sign him, you got to get some sort of compensation for him. You know, a lot of people within the Jets are saying, you know, he was a role player. He wasn't an every down player. That's fine. Just like Saquon Barkley. If you have no plans on signing him, you got to get some sort of compensation back for him.
I agree and I don't agree. Thanks for the call, Justin. I'll say this. Similar to Saquon, and we keep talking about trading him, like the trade deadline was months ago. Things change. Circumstances evolve, right? When you're at that trade deadline, you have to do what you think is best in the moment. And in the moment, right, the Jets were thinking that, I don't know, maybe this guy comes back or maybe we make a push. We can't give up this piece. At the trade deadline, they traded Mecole Hardman. And the Giants, when you heard about the trade with Leonard Williams, I think Joe Shane actually told us a little too much about how he treated Leo and how he gave him options and how he talked. It's like, to me, I'm like, bruh. Like with Saquon walking, you would like to see them get, I don't know. I don't know what you get for Saquon at the deadline, right? And we are all talking about they should have made the trade. They should have. We don't know. Hindsight is 20/20 for fans. We don't know what they were talking about, who they were talking to, what was on the table. It takes two to tango, right? You think they're giving up a first round pick for Saquon Barkley? They're not. I don't even know if they're giving up a second round pick. These running backs are going for nothing now. And Saquon is damaged good, similar to Daniel Jones. And then Bryce Huff, man, good for him. Good for him to go get that money. The Jet fan has to lock in and realize you are running it back, and this is Aaron Rodgers' world. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It goes on and on, my friend. Like, you're in it. And if this isn't a guy on defense, like, your defense is pretty much intact. If this isn't a guy on defense that they felt like shifted the defense, they're going to let him walk, and they're going to plug somebody else in there. But Aaron Rodgers needs help on offense. I would be a little bit more disappointed, similar to Breece Hall mentioning the fact that all these offensive linemen are flying off the board. When we come back, I'll go through some of the names. There's still guys out there. And also remember that today is the first day. These are the top tier guys. These are the most expensive guys. These are the guys that got to go first for other dominoes to fall. It's funny how NFL free agency works compared to Major League Baseball free agency. You have guys that are the top money guys, World Series champion in Jordan Montgomery, Cy Young winner in Blake Snell. They're going to command a lot of money. They are still sitting around. They're looking at their Twitter timeline, hoping that Jeff Passan breaks something for them. Instead, it's Adam Schefter all day. 877-337-6666. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown. He went up with the big hands and caught another Hail Mary on the final play of the half.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I don't want to be a Giant no more. Saquon Barkley said, E-A-G. I don't even know. I can't let that come out of my mouth. No way. Hell nah. Saquon. You bugged out. I get it, though. The bag, secure the bag. But isn't that going to just feel dirty and grimy to put on that green jersey? To step into that field where, like, you were on the opposite end and fans were saying terrible things to you. Now those same fans, Saquon, come on, buddy. Our guy. Now you got to just be a turncoat traitor forever.
You can say the same thing about Giants fans who love the guy his last 6 years, and he makes one move, and now he's public enemy number one. Maybe, the same thing you can say.
Maybe the last 4 years, because I've listened to this station the last few years, and there were people that were done with Saquon.
That's fine, but
a little while ago.
But my point is, he's now hated human number one in New York City.
He's hated too because he doubled down on it on Twitter. How many times have y'all heard me say we live in this world now where digital and reality, the line is blurred. He could have stood down. He just attacked Tiki Barber. So any Giants fan that Tiki was already their number one running back and he was number two, you are literally dead to them. They are following Tiki Barber's words, and his words have now traveled through the whole sports world. Lamar Jackson put out a tweet to his teammate who went to the Bengals. He said, "You're dead to me. You're dead to us now." Joking about it. You see all these NFL players, these young NFL players who they don't get it. They are more the social media types. They don't understand what it's like to be a fan and be in a fan base and bleed blue. Like so many of the calls, all the calls right now are all Giants fans. I said to you just now, this washed away Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge. This washed away the Knicks from last night. Nobody is calling to talk about the Rangers-Devils game right now. This is New York City. This is the fan in New York, home of the New York Giants, where Tiki Barber just was live reacting to Saquon Barkley. And so now we'll talk to the fans and hear what the fans think about their former number two overall pick. Rob is in White Plains. Rob, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I mean, I'm not a Giants fan, but I'm going to be the therapist the Giants Cowboys fans in the news.
I know you're a Cowboys fan, but I love you anyway. We've met a couple of times already. So here's my take on it. You know, when I first heard the news, I was shocked and disappointed, but I have allowed the rest of my afternoon to get used to the idea, and I let it marinate, as they like to say, for a little bit. And to be honest, now at 5 to 8 p.m. on Monday night, I have to say I'm very pleased with what the Giants have done today, and you brought up a great point. You know, there was a caller earlier on Tiki and Evan that called up and was going on and on about how did they let the one guy who had any type of offense or any type of production walk out the door. And you just said a little while ago, but they weren't winning.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Was this prolific?
Now we just got a stud guard. Yeah, we got a stud guard. We got a decent running back who, by the way, didn't start last year and only had 70 yards less than Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a very good defensive lineman, and now we still have the six overall pick.
The draft is coming. There is talent in this draft, all through this draft.
I'm happy. And Tiki Barber, look, some people are saying maybe he took it a little bit too far. I don't think so, because here's the thing. I'm 52. I'm from the generation about loyalty.
Yep.
A lot of these younger Giant fans and some other fans, they're wearing jerseys of other teams. You know, even if they root for one team.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah,
exactly. So what Tiki said didn't bother me because But Saquon coming back, what Saquon Barkley needs to realize is that, yes, he has a right to defend himself, but here's the thing, Saquon Barkley. Tiki Barber will probably go down as one of the best running backs to ever put on that uniform for the Giants.
Might be a Hall of Famer.
Saquon, you won't be. You won't be regarded like that. That's fine. But understand who you're going back at when you send your message back to Tiki Barber telling him, don't smile when you see me.
Heard you. Heard you. I mean, you'll never be a host on WFAN, Saquon. You better go get in with Spike Eskin, Howard Eskin, and WIP is not the same down there. You know who I blame? KD, Kevin Durant, right? Because it used to be guys like Kobe, one jersey, loyalty. Staying here, going to give this organization my all because I want a statue. I want to be like that, right? In basketball, man, KD opened the floodgates, not just for basketball, but the whole sports landscape, because he basically joined the team, can't beat him, joined the team that knocked you out, that was already champions. They were already good without you. They didn't even need you. You made that acceptable. You went and won with them, and that made every other athlete following you say, well, it's just about the money and the best opportunity for me to win. There is no loyalty. Where are we headed? We need some positive energy and meditation. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Hour one down, four more to go. BRB.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.